to answer right away what subtyping will mean for our type checking might be a little bit too much in the beginning. So let's maybe focus first on what type equality actually really means. So first of all, we're just going to do part of the subtype relation, which means the equality of types. Yeah. So type equality is a thing that is easily answered on basic types. For structural types, it's the question whenever you want to consider two types as being equal. In C, for example, this is done quite strictly by naming of the structs. So consider that you have two structs, a struct A with no element and struct B with no element. Both of them are actually considered to be different because they are named differently. So we have named structs in C. Yeah. So the only way to get a notion of real type equality in a system like C is by issuing a thing like a type def. So with type def int C, the type C and a type int hereafter are actually really considered to be equal. So these are the only real equalities that you can create, except for the basic types and the structs with the actual same name. Yeah. So the other interpretation, which is a thing that does not hold in C, would be if we had something like so-called structural type equality. Yeah. What is the... So this is, just to be clear, this is a thing that does not hold in C at all, but there's other languages that that have such concepts. So semantically, in structural type equality, two types can be considered equal if you can express the same access expressions on them both, and there's no and both are accepted by their types. Yeah. So if all the access paths that are legal for type A are legal for type B, and all the possible access paths for type B are legal for type A, then we consider type A and B being equal. Yeah. So an example in C notation, since this is like the common denominator here, would be a thing like this one here, where you have a struct with a field of type integer with accessor info and accessor next that would yield another one of these struct things being pointed to. Yeah. And the according other type would be again, a struct type, list one here, that also has a direct field with accessor info being typed int, same as the original struct had. And under accessor next, instead of just referring to an own list, we refer to a similarly constructed list that has, again, an info accessor and an accessor that then, again, points to a type of the surrounding thing. So what the takeaway from that is that the blue struct here is looks a little bit more detailed than the red one. However, when you compare the accesses and the access expressions that you can perform on the blue data structure, they are not differing from the access pattern on the red struct. Lots of people get confused in the situation because it looks as the type would impose that there's always a valid inner struct in this blue case here on that side. However, that does not have anything to do with type equality, since this is just on having the same access paths and whether those paths can be typed or not. And this has nothing to do with a next pointer being possibly zero or not. So null pointer doesn't change anything in the typing here. Yeah. So this is why this really works. So if you then consider declarations of these types for a variable L and a variable L, and that's in with the other type, both of them allow to access info of the next field, or info of next next fields, or info of next 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 fields, and so on. So they don't differ in the access paths that are enabled by this kind of structure. Yeah. So for structural type equality, those two types would actually be really the same. In conventional C, however, this would not hold, so these would be unequal types in conventional C. The question is now with the way that type equality is handled in C. This is quite a bog standard thing that doesn't offer anything real fancy. There's not so much talk about that. The structural type equality, however, has need for an algorithm to be able to test for structural equality. So in those systems, this actually needs some work. So what would be the underlying idea for something like that? Well, you would set up a system where you track how accesses or in this case queries of type expressions would work on a pair of those types, and you would keep track of how what the types yield for that. And as soon as we realize that the two types that we are receiving are syntactically equal, we would stop comparing those type expressions and report success for that branch. Otherwise, we would reduce the equivalence query to new equivalence queries on simpler type expressions and continue the whole thing. Yeah, and stop whenever we find that we have reached the same point from which we have started some point earlier. Yeah. Okay. So for that, we have some rules of doing these equivalence queries on type expressions. So these are usually, we are usually handling pairs of types that we want to query for equality. Yeah? So there's usually two components to that, to the left and to the right. And from that, we derive new queries that we have to compare to each other, possibly at least. And these should then comprise smaller type expressions. So the first rule of that would be, what happens if you compare two syntactically equal types? Well, for that, we say this is an immediate success. Then there's composed types, like pointer to type S and the pointer to type T. And this can be considered semantically equal if, well, S and T are equal in that sense. Then, considering a pair of types where one of them is an actual type introduced by type definition earlier on, so A is corresponding to S, then this is considered semantically equal if S and T are semantically equal. And finally, then there is the struct type. So two struct types are to be considered equal if, well, all their accessors are from the same set. So they both have accessors A1 to AM, and all of the types S1 to SM correspond to the types T1 to TM. Yeah? Okay. So let's have a look at an example for that. So there's here two more complicated types that we have that we introduce here, together with a few aliases on those. So this is type defs on structs here, and we would want to know whether a particular equality holds on those. No? So let's have a look at the deduction tree. So this would be one of these equivalence queries. We are interested in whether those two are equivalent in terms of equivalence of types, of structural equivalence. So, well, what did we have? We had a first clause where one of the peers would be type def introduced thing. So this is reverted in that sense, and we fill back in the original type def from there. So we have to compare for equivalence now two structs, and they now are decomposed by their accessors. So we have the info accessor, and is present in both, and deconstructs into int on both sides, so this is immediately valid. So this is equivalent to each other. Then we have the next accessor, which will yield, well, on that side here, an A, which is this one here, and on the other side, a more complicated clause, which is this thing over there, and of course with a pointer type. And yeah, so these two are then to be compared. And yeah, we just inline what we have found in there, and can then continue work. So the most important thing directly is the pointer type. This can be directly removed, and the underlying types have to be compared. So these are those two here. A again is a type def introduced thing. So we revert that and inline the direct type again. So these are those two then to compare. And again, it's structs being compared. So we have to decompose, but oh, I missed the next attribute name over here. So the accessor here that we use is info again, and this is int and int on both sides. So this is immediate success. On the other side, next delivers A pointer, B pointer, so we can just continue removing the pointers, and we have to put next on there, and then compare A and B. And if we then inline what A has been, which is can be looked up in the on the top line, we see that we immediately come back to this type expression, and compared with B, which is directly the same as we already had in the beginning. And this is the last open branch in our comparison, and turns out that we come to the same type equivalence query as before. So while we were trying to follow all possible branches that were there when we tried to do our equivalence queries, we exhausted all possible paths on that without coming to contradiction. So we, in principle, the only thing that remains to do is trying to continue on the same equivalence query on the same pairs that we have already started. But we have already exploited all the possible variations here. So there is nothing that we can explore that will in the end lead to a contradiction. So we can say at that point we can safely stop the equivalence comparison and say those things are actually considerable considerably structurally equivalent. Yeah. So, for an implementation for the whole thing in an algorithm or in a mechanical way, what we would have to do is we would have to keep this pairs of type expressions and try to apply deduction rules of the kind that we have introduced earlier on. If there's no deduction rule that applies, then the two types are obviously not equal. Yeah. If the deduction rule for expanding a type definition applies, the function is again called recursive if it's a potentially larger type. However, if that equivalence query appears a second time, the types are then equal by definition in that sense. So, in terms of termination of that thing, the set of all declared types is finite in that sense. So there's only a finite number of equivalence queries that you can build up from that. So it's just set squared here in that sense. And repeated queries of the same inputs are automatically satisfied. So all in all, the worst that you can do is having to compare all possible combinations of types with each other. After you're done with that, you automatically either succeed or fail in proving equivalence here. Yeah, so that's all that there is to that.